A Bollywood film is causing an uproar in India, and not in a good way. Its sets were vandalized, movie theaters attacked, a price put on the director and actors' heads. One state has banned the film, another wants necessary changes to it, another wants it deferred. It's a culture war about a film named Padmavati.
Aur jiska sar kate, phir bhi dhar dushman se ladta rahe, wo Rajput.
It is a fact that most of those who raged and fulminated and fatwaed against Salman Rushdie had never ploughed through the satanic verses. But at least that book had been published. Padmavati takes the art of taking offense to a whole nother level. The film has not even been released yet, but already protesters are shouting, "Off with their heads." This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. What's everyone so upset about? Padmavati is the story of a medieval queen from the state of Rajasthan who may or may not have existed. The story goes that the Muslim Sultan in Delhi coveted both the queen and her kingdom. But before he laid siege to the fort and after her own husband died in a battle, she committed suicide with the other women of the city, preferring death to dishonor.
Rajputi kangan mein utni hi taakat hai jitni Rajputi talwar mein.
Just tailor-made for an opulent, weepy Bollywood film. But life is getting in the way of art. Groups in Rajasthan, like the Karni Sena, feel that Bollywood will dishonor their story. At first, there was a rumor that the film had a dream sequence where the Muslim Sultan romances the Hindu princess. The director put out a video on Facebook to insist that no such scene existed.
In our film, रानी पद्मावती और अलाउद्दीन खिलजी के बीच कोई ड्रीम सीक्वेंस नहीं है, कोई ऐसा सीन नहीं है जो किसी को भी तकलीफ दे।
But the protests about distorting history have not stopped for a film almost no one has seen. What probably adds fuel to the fire is the fact that the two actors who play the Sultan and the Princess are a couple in real life. A theatre screening just the trailer was attacked by mobs bristling with righteous rage. A protester threatened to cut off the lead actress's nose, as had happened to a demon princess in the epic Ramayana. The film's lead actor, Deepika Padukone, who plays Padmavati, pushed back.
And I think, like I always say, nothing and no one can stop this film.
In response, one protester demanded that Padukone leave the country or face beheading. He put a price on her head. Someone else doubled the price. And while the Supreme Court of India said no one should prejudge a film, it has not stopped politicians from speaking up and not always on the side of freedom of expression. The fight really is no longer about Padmavati. It is about claiming the bully pulpit. This is not the first film or book or art to draw fire in India. But many of those were artists who genuinely wanted to push the envelope and stir debate. That now the controversy engulfs a filmmaker better known for putting the costume in a costume drama shows how far the needle has shifted. Politician and writer Shashi Tharoor tells the news portal Wire, "It's a tricky balancing act in a country which allows for freedom of speech, but simultaneously says there can be reasonable restrictions on it to maintain peace or law and order."
The problem is the government is simultaneously the upholder of the constitutional principle of freedom of speech and the upholder of law and order. And in the latter capacity, it often finds itself taking decisions which undermine the former.
Some of those leading the protests are called fringe groups, enjoying their 15 minutes of fame. But some are politicians. When ministers vehemently uphold the right to offend and only offer meek assurances about the need to preserve law and order, it shows the increasing tenuousness of the separation between fringe and state. A politician can say law and order must be preserved, but the protesters have a right to be offended. Or a politician can say a protester has a right to be offended, but law and order must be preserved. there is a subtle difference between the two about which bit is non-negotiable, and a Padmavati can fall right through the gap. December 1st was said to be the release date of Padmavati. The film is yet to hit the screens. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.